The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must eat.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. And let me get through this quickly here because this is important. This is a theme and a message I've been pounding here for a long time, because 90% of the problems that you see in America can be done away with an honest banking system. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. No, there's nothing to fear but the bankers themselves. It's widely believed that the panics, boom and bust cycles, and depressions are caused by unbridled competition between banks. Thus, the need for government regulation. Remember that? That's one of the arguing points they used to flip our banking system back in 1913. The truth is just the opposite. These disruptions in free market are the result of government prevention of competition by granting of monopolistic power to the central bank. Now, Mayor Rothschild's five sons followed in his footsteps and would go on to control much of the banking in Europe. The Rothschilds are perhaps best known for the Bank of England, which is still operating today, one of the world's most powerful banks. So what about the banking in America? In 1782, the Bank of North America was opened in America during the infancy of the United States of America. It was modeled after Rothschild's Bank of England. It operated as a central bank, and it was organized by Congressman Robert Morris. It was intended from the start to serve both its directors and the politicians of the day. The bank did indeed serves the bankers, and the politicians at the expense of the depositors. Although the bank lost its charter in 1783, an effort was soon afoot to create a virtually identical bank called the Bank of the United States. The proposal was backed by the Rothschild people, who intended to control it. Having just seen firsthand how much damage a central bank with a fascist relationship to the government could do, a terrible and ongoing row took place within the cabinet of the President Washington as to whether another potentially disastrous bank should be allowed. The main protagonist was good Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson, who said this: "The system of banking is a blot left in all constitutions, which, if not covered, will end in their destruction. I sincerely believe that banking institutions are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity is but swindling futility or futurity." I didn't even know that was a word. I guess it was back then. He says, on a large scale. On the other side, Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton led an argument in favor of the creation of the second central bank. Incredibly, even though Congress had just seen what a disaster this could be, they approved the charter for the new bank in 1791. It opened with less than 9% of the private funds required by its own charter. Kind of like underfunded banking right now in this country. Primary object of the bank was to provide fiat currency for the government whilst collecting deposits from the public. Immediately, the new bank began to print money and to lend it, with predictable results. By 1811, it had closed its doors, having rewarded only its directors and some politicians, while the depositors, guess what, lost all their money. This surely would be the end of failed concept of centralized banking, a fascist partnership between financiers and politicians. However, in 1816, there's our wonderful Congress critters. They granted a charter to the Second Bank of the United States, as stated in the opening paragraph of the article. And again, as this man said, the bank was saved and the people were ruined. Amazing. It keeps going over and over, and we don't learn anything from history, because history has a way of being blotted out. Why? Don't we learn from our mistakes of the past so we don't repeat them again?
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Thank you, John. I'm always delighted to be waiting in the wings and hearing all this stellar wisdom and knowledge. I thank you for that. Is Peter still with us?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I'm wondering if Peter is familiar with why in the Declaration of Independence, I'm reading, John, from the Citizens' Rule Book for Witten Printers.
Mm-hmm.
On page 30, it says, "We therefore, the representatives of the United little U States of America," capital S, capital A. Okay, so then we go over to pages and we see the Constitution of the United States in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about America. United is all capitalized. States is all capitalized. We.
Yeah. You, what you have to do on that, Fred, is you have to read the preamble.
Okay.
In the preamble, it says the United States of America.
It does.
Read the preamble.
On page 30, it says, "Are we therefore the reps of the United States of America?"
Right.
Well, of course, this is part of the Declaration of Independence here, right? So, yeah, I see little U there, but hey, it's a little confusing. But then let me move on. Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have power to, and the second, whatever you call it, little statement here after the main initial paragraph. It says, to borrow money on the credit of the United States. Okay, then it says in the fifth paragraph, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and the foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures.
Right.
It's a little confusing to me. It almost sounds like the likes of Alexander Hamilton and whomever might have been a British esquire that could have infiltrated the convention would have laid the groundwork for the government to be actually a corporation run by the entities in England. What you were just describing, I think the Bank of the United States, if I'm not mistaken, the refusal to renew the charter of the second bank or whatever it was led to the War of 1812.
It did.
So
yeah, England couldn't suffer us breaking away from the British banking. They couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
John, wasn't that Andrew Jackson, John?
Andrew Jackson what?
He stopped the second bank of the United States.
Yes, he did. And I was just funny that you should ask that because I was just rolling around to that section of that story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So no, that's fine. Yeah, I'm
the den of vipers, right?
By Almighty
yes.
God, we will rout the vipers out. Was his words.
Yeah. So okay, you're right. The golden rule, the infamous satanic golden rule here, if you will, the love of money being the root of all evil, I guess applies. Although they have to be demonically possessed to do what they do. So, I hearken to focus upon Tex Mars because, as a resource catalog, the one that he puts out every year is simply amazingly, enlightening and empowering. Same with the American Free Press. They put out what they call a mini AFP. So it's like a three-folded flyer, 1, 2, 3 pages folded into a flyer. And since we're talking economics and monetary, in the mini AFP that I've got, and by the way, I'm going to start handing these out to promote AFP and, of course, Republic, where Michael Collins Piper reports every Sunday evening. And in this one that I've got, John and Peter, it talks about the comprehensive annual financial report. And they actually cite the one for the state of Michigan. It says, your county, city, state, stash billions in slush funds.
Well, and I got a question for you, Peter. These cars that we get the certificate of title, with the state itself maintains ownership of it. That's why you get the driver license, folks. You've got a contract with the state to drive your own car. What you think is theirs or yours is actually theirs. But how does that play with what Fred just was talking about? Could that be part of the comprehensive annual financial report as to the holdings of the state?
Because if you look at California, it's under Article 18, I believe, or 19 of I think it's 19 of the California Constitution, the newest one. Basically, it shows where the state makes money off your vehicle by holding the title.
Yeah. And it makes perfect sense because, you've got to have it inspected and you've got to have it registered and you've got to keep renewing that. License plates, many states you have to renew those every year or every couple of years. You know, you think about it, folks, if a tag is issued in a state, then why does that tag ever have to come off that car? Ah. But we have to keep doing this because it's a revenue generator.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Fred. Thanks.
Can I ask one question here? Peter, speaking of that, is it true that we have a fundamental, whatever it's called, natural right of free passage, or I've heard it, described as free passage. I've heard it travel. And yet, we're all conned into believing that it's a privilege. They call it driving, which I think is commerce. And they've got everyone duped into believing that, oh, well, it's a privilege. Well, how can moving myself from point A to point B, whether it's by foot, bicycle, or car, truck, be a privilege?
Because you live in the District of Columbia, sir. You don't yeah. live in the United States of America anymore.
And you don't live in the sovereign territory or the sovereign country. And they call them states, but it was a confederation of the states under the federal government, which was limited in the power that it possessed. States'
right.
rights were still in full effect and force, but not anymore.
Well, how do we get all that back, Peter?
Well, what we have to do is we have to undo the bankruptcy of which took place between 1933 and 1938. And that what that means is basically we've got to whip our politicians into paying the bill that we still owe to England. We still
really?
Owe them money.
That's a valid debt?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's authorized in the Articles of Confederation, and it's also authorized in the United States of America Constitution, and it's also authorized in the U.S. Constitution. It's still a valid debt, sir, and none of our people want to pay it.
Because we're not hounding them, right? We got to get the facts. So you've got the facts on your website, Peter?
Well, I don't have a website. I address everybody individually, but yeah, I can give you the facts.
So, right, and that was the email thing that you gave out earlier, lawman07 at live.com?
That's correct.
There you
right,
go.
Well, I'm a Patrick Henry where I'm at, so I'll be getting a whole bunch of people to contact you on my behalf. I don't have a computer either, but I do have a functioning brain, and I got legs, and I got a big mouth.
Fred, this is something I want you to keep in mind. Even though people have paid off the mortgages on their home, they're still being foreclosed on. What does that tell you?
No. The currency isn't valid and somebody else has the lien, right?
No. Basically, when the people bought the home they thought they were buying, they didn't buy it. They were only buying the use of the home. They weren't buying the real home.
What is it in the contract, most mortgage contracts, that's a dead giveaway, Peter?
You know what? With everything changing today like it is, John, I couldn't tell you which document it is, but they get you to voluntarily sign the title over to the state. And I'm sorry I don't know. I have my finger on, you know, every one of the states and which document it is. I just don't have that for you,
John. Yeah, but there's a term that's used in most mortgage contracts. It's standard. Where it's kind of like Orwellian doublespeak, where the one, it's interpreted by the buyer as being one thing, and actually what it does, if you research the exact real meaning of the word itself, it doesn't convey you as being the owner.
It would probably have something to do with the phrase, this state.
I'll think real hard. Hope my brain kicks it out before the end of the program. Fred, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. I wanted to get through the rest of this because people are a little bit fuzzy here talking about, you know, banking and how this came about and why it's such a mess and why we need more regulation and we need more well-meaning politicians to try to fix a problem that keeps plaguing us. And they cannot do it unless they want to cancel the charter for the Federal Reserve, period. You know, the primary object with a bank was to provide that fiat currency, as I said. By 1811, you know, this bank, the National Bank, had closed its doors. And then what happened right after that? A war of 1812. By the way, I think it's a true statement that terms of surrender were never on the table from England. We went to war with these guys, and there was never any declared victor. Wonder why that is. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
All right, let me get through this and we'll get back to some more calls here. The partnership between financiers and politicians around the central banking. However, in 1816, Congress granted a charter to the Second Bank of the United States. Within 3 years, the bank had caused the panic of 1819. And as Gorge said, he wrote some very scathing stuff about centralized banking. He said the bank was saved and the people were ruined. In 1832, President Andrew Jackson himself was up for re-election, and he risked his success on a campaign to stop the renewal of the charter of the Bank of the United States. Although he won both his re-election and his bid to stop the renewal of the charter, both the Rothschild family and their American counterparts continued their efforts to create a central bank that would provide both bankers and politicians with the wealth while using depositors as cash cows. And I would highly urge people, if you've not read the book, read Ed Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island. A couple of years ago, we went down there in the very same hotel that these people gathered, taking a secret train trip down to Jekyll Island for the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. And by the way, up on the pinnacle of that hotel, on their mast, in the middle of the night, we ran up the Gadsden flag. You know that yellow flag with a coiled snake that says, "Don't tread on me." They just loved us. At any rate, they succeeded marvelously in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve, a more sophisticated relationship between bank and state that has operated ever since. In the boom and bust cycles, it has created the U.S. dollar, and it has been devalued over 96%. And in 1999, the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act allowed the bankers to create the mother of all loaning sprees, resulting directly in the collapse of the real estate bubble in 2007 and the crash of the stock market in 2008. But the system today is far more advanced than it was in the 18th century. It's no longer necessary to fold the banks involved, or at least not immediately. In the aftermath of the 2007-2008 crash, the government has declared that the closing of the central banks would be a worse catastrophe that could befall the country, and therefore the country must borrow heavily to refund them. No requirement was made of the banks to actually offer these funds or on loan, let alone to bail out the debtors. The banks have instead been able to absorb the funds, continuing the massive bonuses to the very directors who caused the disaster in the first instance. The history is a brief one, a thumbnail sketch of the events relative to central banking in the U.S. since the formation of the country. It is not meant to be an all-encompassing, and for the reader, they are encouraged to study the subject further. But this little thumbnail sketch does have a purpose. Today, most of the first world is in the midst of an economic crisis that's been caused by what? Debt. That debt has been the product of the bankers and the governments working hand in hand. History shows us that the present situation is not an accident. It is the repetition of a very successful method by which bankers, with the complicity of governments, create boom and bust cycles. Cycles that, while damaging for nearly all citizens of the country, are very profitable for those who create the cycles in the first place. If we watch the evening news, there are daily politicians and pundits every day offering solutions, provide quantitative easing, tax the 1%, or simply kick the can down the road. Through endless debate, viewers are encouraged to believe that somehow the government and the directors of the bank and the chairman of the Federal Reserve will come up with a solution to the problem. However, a brief read of the history suggests there will be no solution, as no solution is intended by those who have created the problem in the first place. The entire concept is to periodically hang the depositor out to dry, and it's done because it's profitable. Now, if a person has not yet been squeezed to the point that his net worth, the value of assets minus debt, is underwater, he would be well advised to consider means by which his liquid assets can be removed from the banking system, a system that, if this history repeats itself, and it will, may soon take those remaining assets as the second half of the great unraveling unfolds. So, folks, you got some decisions to make out there. You're not going to get any help from Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. You're not going to get any help from your Congress, because these are the people that authorized the centralized banking. That corporation for profit, a private corporation, to operate for almost 100 years. They've been operating for 99 years in this country, and look where it has got us. So we have a decision. And I tell people, you know, let's take the mystery out of all of this. Let's just replace the centralized banking in this country. By the way, Peter Nice, you know what Iceland did?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I do.
Well, and over there, they were suffering the same things we were in this country. The people themselves went after the government and said, "Government, we demand that you do something about these bankers." They flat refused because, guess what? They were in bed with them. So the people of Iceland replaced those politicians, and the new people there went after the bankers. They're dragging them into courtrooms, and they're sending them to jail. By the way, the growth rate in Iceland right now is clipping along nicely at about 8%. Their gross domestic product is around 8%. Ours, nowhere even close to that, because there's no money to loan.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
One of the people to work here came up to pick up her pay. She's going to have a baby in less than a month. And I've never seen anybody that's that pregnant that looks that good. She said her doctor said the same thing. It's amazing. Most women just pile on the pounds. She didn't. It all went to the baby and the embryonic fluid, and it's all up front. I've never seen anything like that. At any rate, Peter, I think we have a solution here to my question about mortgages. Referring in the mortgage contract as people being the tenant. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, basically, though, I don't know how the definition of that is used. There's tenants in common.
Joint tenancy?
There's joint tenancy, but I mean, you have to look at that, and you have to see basically how that's used. In other words, which definition is used? Is it the civil definition, or is it the common law definition?
Now, hold on here, Peter. If you were to take an educated guess, it would not be the latter, it would be the former.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
It's the civil, because basically you're a user of the property. That's what a warranty deed is. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will anyway. In one of your commercials, and I won't say which one, they say, we will give you the warranty deed. That's only the use of the property. That isn't the legal ownership of the property, because the state owns it.
You know, I don't think most people understand and grasp the concept of what a bankruptcy, a national bankruptcy, does to the holdings and the real estate. I don't think people have a clue.
Well, they don't get it in school. They don't get it from their parents. They don't get it from really anybody, period. Your politicians lie to you. So where are the people going to get the truth other than from John and Pete?
All righty. 800-313-9040. Yeah, boy, is this Friday already? Did it come early? 800, man, 800-313-9443. Either my lips are slowing down or my mind is moving faster. I hope the twain shall meet again. At any rate, I am just fascinated. I wished we could download the information about the banks and have people understand this, that this is the cancer that eats at every, and I mean every country that adopts fiat currencies. This is, you want to know one of the real reasons why we're having so many problems with these Arab countries in the Middle East? Because they don't want the fiat currencies. They're mandated not to have usury. You know, I and this is really strange because people, don't they read the Bible anymore? I mean, that was the world's best-selling book. In that, it goes into detail about how Jesus at the temple start lashing the money changers.
Yeah, John, if they read Nehemiah 5:4, it tells how the money changers basically take their nation away from them by charging them interest.
And that's exactly...
I mean, it's right there in the Bible.
I mean, we're talking about since Jesus Christ was in sandals plodding on the earth here. You know,
there you go.
This is how old this is. But it keeps happening over and over and over and over and over again. You know, if people would recognize currency as being one thing, and that is kind of the barometer of what you produce, it's simply an exchange for goods and services. It is an exchange, it's a medium of exchange. So how it used to be controlled, so it didn't run out of control, you'd base it on a gold or silver. And folks, like I was talking on yesterday's program, if you understand what Tricky Dick did back in 1971, closing the gold window, then what happened directly after that? Oh, the companies, remember this one? I was just talking about this during the break to the producer here. Remember that little plastic card that they start advertising? Master Charge. Remember that one, folks? That was your personal credit. You didn't have to go to a bank anymore. You could just whip out that card and get what you wanted today. And don't worry about it. You can pay it back to us in installments. Oh, by the way, it will be interest-bearing. Now, some of these credit card companies, they started to see the hyper-usury go into effect. Their interest rates on their cards were increased dramatically, using any little reason that they could. If you were at 15% before, you woke up the next day, guess what? You're at 29%. Because your payment came in a day late, or you violated some term of their good rulemaking on their contract. And then you were bumped into that category, and try making minimum payments to the credit card companies, that credit card debt, you'll go to the grave with it.
John?
Yes.
Can I want to interrupt you just one second here and tell you, most people don't understand those credit card offers are not a contract. They're a unilateral contract, meaning they're one-sided. And that's where they have to get you to volunteer to sign on to use their credit. but nowhere on that application do they sign anything. So it's called an offer and acceptance in law, if people want to look it up.
All right. By the way, we'll get to your calls here in a second. Well, I guess the Swiss government made it official. The Swiss Federal Institute, or SFI, in Zurich, Switzerland, just released a study entitled The Network of Global Corporate Control. Now, isn't this timely? I just pulled this thing up. That proves the small consortiums of corporations, mainly banks. We've been telling you the banks are a corporation, folks. The widget they make looks suspiciously what we've been led to believe is money. But it's just paper with nice little numbers and little pretty portraits on it. Oh, and anti-counterfeit measures thrown in to boot. So, mainly the banks run the world. A mere 147 corporations, which form a super entity, have control of 40% of the world's wealth, which is the real economy. These mega corporations are at the center of the global economy. The banks found to be the most influential include, and here's the usual list of suspects here, Barclays, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Vanguard, UBS, Deutsche Bank, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Societe Generale. Well, there you are. The Swiss know it. Now you do. Or do you? James in Kansas. Hello, James.
Where I live now, I paid cash for this house 19 years ago, and they got title insurance. And I wanted to get the abstracts of title, and the realtor and the abstracting company lied about which one had it. They numerous telephone calls to both places. I imagine the abstract company burned it or something, so they would always be able to sell title insurance whenever this, you know, just generate business for themselves. I was wondering
if you've got that. If you have that already paid off, just have some fun and ask them for your legal title.
Well, I have only. I mean, this is 19 years ago, and this happened. I mean, all I've got is a title insurance.
Well, I understand that, but see, the reason why most people aren't aware of this is they pay their house off, and then they don't ask for the legal title. Then that exposes the fraud.
Okay. So I go to the abstract company that issued the title insurance and demand the legal title.
Yeah, the property's paid off.
I should have a lawyer write them a demand letter or something?
Well, sure, because they said, here, we're giving you a free and clear title. And you say, okay, I want the legal title.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll hang up and let somebody else talk to you.
All right. Thanks, James.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Well, I'm going to have to post this study. Oh, it's a biggie, too. Well, I hope you people know how to read out there, because I'm going to post that Swiss report. And it's 36 pages long, so we'll put it on the site as a PDF. And hopefully you've got the Adobe or something to open that up to read it. Rob in Texas. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, but I ran across some information about 20 years ago that when the U.S. declared bankruptcy in 33, mm-hmm. that they took all of the records out of every county, the land patent records, and stored them in New Mexico, except for the state of Texas, where we still have a land patent office in Austin. Anyway, I want you to discuss that, and I'll hang up.
Okay, well, hang on in case I have points of clarification here. Did you understand his statement? He hung up.
I was trying to figure out where he was headed with this. Was he headed with somebody bringing up the old title to the property and claiming it? Or it was kind of mysterious. You know, I was trying to figure out what he meant.
And that's why I wanted him to hang on. So, okay. I don't know. I wished he would have stayed online. Anybody else, Mr. Producer? Okay. All right. Gosh, I'm looking at this report, and this is something. You know, what Tommy Jefferson said way back when is absolutely true today. And this is your global order of things. You know, I've made this pretty simple for people. If the New World Order strikes you as being a little bit conspiratorial sounding, just think of it this way. It's a way to set up transnational business. And who's going to be the brokers of those accounts? Well, the banks, of course. So, you know, there's easy ways to make this more palatable, I guess, for people's understanding. New World Order, that's... Well, hey, didn't the Romans try to do that? The sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, for a long time it didn't. What was their power? They had shipping, and a lot of it. They had warships, and a lot of them. What did the Romans have? Legions that marched everywhere. I mean, they owned England for a while, didn't they? And this was their New World Order. They wanted to control all commerce. This is old. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. It's just reinvented of the same old theme. Rob is back, by the way. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling back. Rob? He just dropped again. Okay.
Earth to Rob.
Anyhow. Anything else that you wanted to cover, Peter?
Lots of things. I need people to get out there and start taking their paralegal courses and learning how to help the family and help others, basically, with this stuff. And you can bring up constitutional law in a small claims court. All you have to do is claim it. And NOLO Press, NOLOPRESS, makes a book that you can buy for $20, okay, in any one of the 50 states. And it tells you how to go into basically your small claims court and use it. So when people bring up something like, well, it's mandatory that you guys have to do this or do that, and you know that it's ex post facto law under Article 1, Section 10, and also underneath your state constitution, you can take them into court and use discovery and say, show me where it's mandatory.
We're led to believe that all the policies, rules, regulations, statutes, codified laws, or whatever are, well, they're positive law. It's not true, is it?
They're not. That's why I've been pushing so hard on these people learning something. I mean, they can teach their kids if they just take the course, the paralegal course, and you take a correspondence, paralegal course, and then you can use the constitutional law in substitution of the civil law, because they usually teach you the civil law in the course. And, I mean, it makes it so much easier. And people, you'll have a job for the rest of your life. Talk about, you know, I can't find a job. You learn how to do this stuff or whatever. You can make out wills. You can do all kinds of stuff. So don't sit there on your duff and say, woe is with me. Use your unemployment money and take a paralegal course.
Why do you think people are reticent to do that?
I don't know, John. Ever since the beginning of this, I mean, that's how I learned it myself. I self-study, basically. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why people aren't motivated to expose the truth and try and get some kind of remedy out of it. I don't know. I guess we could ask them. We could run a survey.
Well, any judge sitting at whatever bench in whatever courtroom will tell you that ignorance of the law is no excuse. In other words, you broke the law. Exactly, Your Honor, what court are you sitting in? A court of equity? A court of contract? Can I drag my constitutional friends in here and can we claim constitutional immunity from your laws? A fully informed jury is a great way to go after that, but a lot of judges will try to put the kibosh to that, because if you can demonstrate in this court that whatever you're charged with is an unreasonable or a foolish or an unconstitutional law, you can have it thrown out.
That's why I want the people to learn how to do the administrative law, because in the administrative law, you can go in and bring in the Constitution and its interpretation. But you can't bring it into a regular court. And I don't know how many times I got to say that.
Evidently, you got to keep repeating it.
Yeah, I mean, people say, ah, I got rights, I got rights. Okay, well, let's use them. Let's get off the couch. Let's get away from the beer bottle. You know, let's do something for the family. Let's learn how to use them.
We'll take the break. We'll come back in a couple of minutes, wrap up this, I almost said Tuesday edition. Gosh, it's already Wednesday. Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes, folks.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Pam in Texas. Hello, Pam.
Hello, John.
Hey.
I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. I'm an old woman. I believe in the truth, and I love you guys. Now, the problem is people are so used to someone blowing their nose and wiping their backsides. And that's not where their brain is. They need a lobotomy.
Do you know, but first I think what we have to do is empty the skull of all the bad information. You know, computer. You know, I'm old school. I was around when there was no operating systems for computers. You had you had to program the computer yourself, and the only way you could do that is if you knew BASIC or Fortran or something like that. And invariably, people would make mistakes; they'd hit a button, and the computer didn't do what they wanted them to do. I think the Massengale company, you know, the feminine product company, I think they need to come out with a new product and call it Massengale Mind Douche, and this could be used by both men and women. Let's empty people's heads out of all the bad stuff in there and reorient them. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem, Pam. They've got too much stuff in their head.
Well, all I know is I'm praying for all of them. Lord have mercy. We got our hands full.
Well,
Pam, not only should you pray for them, why don't you ask them to have some courage?
Oh, I do every
day. In other words, God can't do it all by himself up there, nor can Jesus Christ. I mean, obviously, that's why he gave us some free will. Well, if he gave us some free will, let's start using it.
And don't be a loner or borrower or be. Just get in there and do what you got to do.
And make no excuses and no apologies and hold your head up and just do
it. Amen.
Just do it. Pam, thank you.
Thank you, John, and you too, Peter. God bless.
She is Texas, and I love it. Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. Peter, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear an awful lot of people talking about having to get off the couch and learn all this stuff. Tell me something, Peter. Why do I have to become a lawyer to protect myself in this country? How come we don't have some people up there in the legal profession, other than the kosher cockroaches that are taking this country over, turning it upside down? Why do I have to become a professional to protect myself when they're supposed to be protecting my rights that I have been given under that Constitution? Why do I have to fight this all the time?
No, sir.
I don't want to become a professional lawyer. They're crooks.
Because
if
you'll stop for a minute, I'll explain.
Peter, it's time to get rid of these people.
Wait, whoa, Mike. Whoa. Slow down. Go ahead, Peter. You were going to say to Mike.
Mike, you've been betrayed.
That's why. To take care of this. Treason. Isn't firing squads where you take people who betray you?
The what?
Isn't the firing squad where you take people who have committed treason against you?
That's one method, yes.
Well, then you can come up with any other method you want to. It's time to get the people out of there who have got control of this country. 60-70% of the judges, lawyers, and law firm owners are all Jews. And that's not just picking on them, man. I'm telling you, that's where they've got you. And I'm tired of dealing with these people. They have no integrity. You can't trust them. You can't do anything with them.
Mike, I call them the Zionists because I won't besmirch a Jew that is doing nothing to steal or rob from you.
Let me ask you something, John.
Yeah.
The Bolshevik Jews, the Zionists, the neocons, they're all born from mother Jews, and that's one of the requirements, because every president since Roosevelt has been a Jew, except Reagan. Every one of them. You don't tell me they haven't got control. It's time for them to leave. This is my country, not theirs.
And that's the last word. Mike in South Carolina. Thank you, Peter Neese. Thank you all.
John.
Thank you all for being here today.